At the LSU Wax Center's Audubon Sugar Institute, a scaled-down version of a sugar mill is processing sweet sorghum to make biofuels and specialty chemicals. Ben Lejeune is the Audubon Sugar Institute's director.
We're going through the same sets of knives and shredder that you have, you know, with sugar cane, and you're actually going through the mills just like you would actually be processing sugar cane. And what we hope to get from this would be, of course, the juice.
The juice extracted from the sorghum can be clarified and concentrated into a syrup that can be converted into ethanol and eventually into butanol. Lejeune says butanol can be mixed directly with gasoline and is more attractive to the auto industry than ethanol. But producing it comes with added cost.
The conversion technology today is very expensive. And that's what some of our partners are trying to do, is look at the conversion technology in hopes that we can do this a lot cheaper and more efficiently.
This was the third time researchers at Audubon processed sweet sorghum through the mill. Lejeune said when sugarcane harvest starts in the fall, they will run energy cane through it. Energy cane is a variety that has more biomass than conventional sugarcane.
Sweet sorghum typically does not have the concentration of sugar that sugarcane has. But it's a crop, though, that you can actually plant from seed and you can harvest in 120 days.
Sugarcane is planted from stalks and takes a year to grow to harvestable size. Not much sweet sorghum is grown in Louisiana, but researchers such as Sonny Viator are looking at it because it offers several advantages.
It's a crop that we call a low-input crop, or a sustainable crop. That is, it requires relatively low inputs. It can be grown on what we call marginal soils, and it can be grown in relatively droughty conditions.
The mill is part of the LSU Wax Center's Sustainable Bioproducts Initiative. With the LSU Wax Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.